The final topic was the use of partial breast irradiation, a strategy that's utilized by 89% of surgical investigators and 67% of general surgeons. The balloon implantation technique is used by more than three-quarters of the respondents and conformal radiation therapy by more than half. Dr. Whitworth comments.
If you look back at the NSABP B06 trial, it's pretty clear there was zero benefit from whole breast radiation therapy in any quadrant other than the primary tumor quadrant. So there's reason to believe the B39 trial will show equivalent benefit even in the higher risk patients. But I really would wait on partial breast radiation therapy outside the B39 trial for patients who are at higher risk, and that would be patients who are node positive, tumors bigger than 3 centimeters, or age less than 45 to 50.
What about this issue of intraoperative therapy? Where do you think that's heading?
It's very exciting. Mel Silverstein told me today to expect some good news about that. There are some large trials that are completing. If it really turned out that a single intraoperative dose gave equivalent control to post-op radiation therapy, I think people would begin to go to the trouble. If it's going to be just about boost and reducing the boost time, I think there'll be a lot slower adoption of that approach. It certainly requires a lot of work to get up and going with it.
How about this issue of age? A not inconsequential number of surgeons don't use age or young age as a contraindication. How strong is it a contraindication, Pat?
Well, it's a contraindication in the sense that those patients are at much higher risk for local failure, just like node-positive patients and some of the other patients with larger tumors. The risk for local failure skyrockets below age 40. It's high between 40 and 50, and then it sort of planes off at something we would find acceptable over 50.
Mike, final thoughts about PBI and what's going on in the UK in terms of PBI?
PBI is not widely used in the UK. I was interested because actually what Pat was saying about size and node positivity, I did a pretty comprehensive systematic review of the whole literature on local recurrence. And in fact, surprisingly, you know, most studies have showed size not that important, and most studies have showed nodes not that important. Is Pat's exactly right that young age is very important. And the big thing, of course, is what we always talk about is the margins. These seem to matter. So, you know, I think we've got studies going on not giving radiotherapy at all in some of these older patients with good cancer. So I think we'll probably have three groups eventually. We'll probably have a group of younger women who need to get probably whole breast radiotherapy. We'll have a whole group in the middle who need partial breast, and probably a group of older women with good tumors who don't even need radiotherapy. So I think it'll be interesting over the next few years.